What I like best about the new intro is getting a text from my buddy Jeff that he's listening. That makes me feel very good. He's a great guy. What do you want me to say? Done a lot of good things for me. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner Saunders at Master Control, the pride of Cornell. Either that or he was exiled from Cornell. We're trying to figure that out. We've got detective teams hot on the case to determine the background of Mr. Saunders. And the name Tanner basically gives it away. It's not going to be a top 100 name anytime real soon. You're smiling through your beard growth, I think. You going to say something or just leave me here with it in the wind?
What about the name Tanner? Isn't that of German descent?
I don't know anybody of the name Tanner. I've never met anybody with the name Tanner except you.
Yes, I am. I am special. I'm one of one.
I don't think you're unique, but it's an awesome name, dude. Tanner Saunders. It sounds like, and starting at quarterback, mm-hmm. quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Number 12, Tanner Saunders. And then you go running out through the cheerleaders. You know, some teams still have those. But anyway, it's great to, be working with you as always on the program. So let us shift the program just a little. All right, let's just stop the whole thing and turn it around, shall we? Very interesting discussion, I thought, about the emergency alert system and people's concerns over China and everything else. And, warfare, Bellavia is a lot smarter than I am, obviously, when it comes to military stuff. But it seems to me, based on everything I've read, that in terms of major international wars, the era of blitzkrieg and destroying cities probably will give way to destroying satellites to take out the enemy's observational and intelligence capabilities, destroying the electric grid, thus destroying communications, and making sure that infrastructure is not usable. But basically, I'm convinced you can take down America by doing away with our cell phones and our internet and the National Football League, the country comes tumbling down. Okay, not necessarily in that order, by the way. Anybody looking forward to getting up early on Sunday morning? And I know that most of you get up early on Sundays to attend church services. I understand that. I have my own pew reserved, actually. But a lot of places are going to be open pretty early in the morning. And trying to figure out, Tanner, this is not the topic, but how early is too early to drink?
Hey, well, you know what they say. You can't drink all day unless you start first thing in the morning. So.
This is true. I mean, I've heard of pre-gaming, but if we're going to have people pre-gaming at 6 in the morning, man, I don't want any part of the roads at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, welcome to the show. So I've got a few things I want to whip out. Excuse me while I do so. And none of them have anything to do with anything that we've talked about so far today. But they're things that have popped up during the show, things that have arisen in my mind, like dandelions in spring. And by the way, if you've never had dandelion salad, it rocks. You got to pick it just in time, but oh my goodness, is it awesome. Oh, it's a natural diuretic. Don't get me wrong, but it's awesome. Anyway, I made reference to something before the break at 5 o'clock, and I realized that this cannot be a unique situation. Now, we are all familiar, are we not, with the concept of built-in obsolescence that people do not make things like they used to make things, generally speaking, okay? Do you remember, for example, before these plastic telephones came out, remember going to the office? Remember the days of the office? You remember an office, right? Okay, and maybe your home phone, if you've still got a landline, which I haven't had in years. But the phones of the 50s and 60s, I'm going to tell you something. Two things would have survived nuclear holocaust: cockroaches and the telephones. The telephones were like tanks. You could drop those telephones. You could bang those telephones. You could slam the receiver down on the telephones, and you could not break them. They were absolutely indestructible. Now, I've got a couple of vintage telephones at my home that don't work because I don't have landline service, but I'm going to tell you something. They are really, really well built. A lot better built than the crap that is coming out today for those of you who have landlines. And I made reference to the fact that back in 1967, and I have photos to prove it, back in 1967, my family took, you know, a very expensive, all expense paid trip to Port Colborne. Actually, not quite Port Colborne, but one of the little bays there before Port Colborne on the Lake Erie shore. And before that trip, Mom went up to a local store and she bought a bunch of beach towels. And believe it or not, in my linen closet at home, I'm not making this. Why would I make it up? Why would I lie to you guys? I actually have two beach towels from the 1967 vacation we took. And do you want to know what? There isn't a hole in either of those towels. And those towels have maintained their color, their absorbency, and everything else made in the USA. And I am amazed that after 60 years, these towels, and it's not like they were treated like venerated holy relics. Look, it's Jesus's finger. No, it wasn't that at all. These things got a good amount of wear and tear on them. And I think about those of you with ancient appliances. Because what did you do when you got your new refrigerator that probably lasted 10 years, maybe, before it died? You put the old refrigerator where? In the basement. How many of you have the old refrigerator in the basement and it still works as well as it did the day you brought it home? And that refrigerator could go back to the 1950s or 60s. What do you have from the era before things started being made like crap? Because these days, I'm telling you, I can't tell you, even something as stupid as underwear. I mean, everybody wears underwear, right? Well, I shouldn't go that far. Most people wear underwear most of the time. There was a time when your underwear would last you years and years and years. Now, after 6 months, it starts getting holy. Like, you haven't changed. Your body hasn't changed. The material and the workmanship definitely has changed. What do you have from the olden times? And you don't have to be an old person to have something from the olden times. Like, my telephone, one of them goes back to the 1930s. The other one goes back to the 1940s. And I'm telling you, they're beasts, they're tanks, they're indestructible. I'm pretty sure that they would deflect bullets. They would deflect howitzers. I mean, I'm just telling you, they were made like that. What do you have in your house that still, after how many years, functions like it did when you brought it home? How many of you have, remember those rotary lawnmowers? Before everybody had a power lawnmower, you had the manual lawnmower with that circular blade thing that went around and around and around. You don't remember that, Tanner, and suddenly I feel extremely ancient. We'll also talk about how we used to stomp grapes into wine. But anyway, what do you have around the house that is an example of how things used to be made because you still have them and they're not making them that way anymore? And I think, honestly, the two best examples that I can give are, number one, the old school telephones. Tim Wanger, I hope, is listening because he knows exactly to what I am referring. Those things were beasts of awesome construction, design, and durability. Old refrigerators. Are they Energy Star rated? Oh, I think not. But do they still work? Damn right. I think Mom still has a vintage 1950-something fridge in her basement. 803. In fact, I think that's where she has kept my dad for all these years, but I'd have to check on that. 803-0930. Just kidding. It's a sick family from which I come. Just deal with it. Just be thankful you're not one of us. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you have that there's no way if you bought a comparable product today, it would still be around in 40 freaking years? All right? All right, let's get back to the calls. Ouch, on WBEN. And Eileen in Cheektowaga. Eileen, you are on... I get off on my beach towels from I enjoy my beach towels from 1967. What do you have around the house that they simply don't make anymore?
Oh, I didn't hear that part, not make anymore. But well, it's an old Sears refrigerator.
Well, obviously,
I was married.
Okay, when I say they don't make it, they don't make like they used to. Let me be
correct.
Very clear about that. So tell us about your Sears vintage 1950s refrigerator.
We purchased it before we got married, and I've gone through three refrigerators that don't compare. It works as well, if not better, than all the new. It just works fine. That's enough. don't make them like they used to.
Well, okay, in some ways that's good, in some ways not. Now, the freezer part of your old refrigerator, do you periodically have to bring out the screwdriver and the boiling water or the hot water and put it in there to get the formations of ice off the fridge?
Not often. I'd say every 2-3 years.
No. Geez, I remember Mom doing that like once every few months.
Yeah, yours is probably opened a lot. Mine's downstairs, not as used as much as the upstairs fridge.
So, do you have any concern, Eileen, when National Grid sends you its little statement saying, here's how your energy use compares to your neighbors? Are you through the ceiling? Because I am.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Yeah,
I don't let small things bother me.
You know what? Every time I get those letters, I laugh and I basically utter a few obscenities and profanities and say, it's none of your business how much electricity I'm using because I'm paying for it.
Right. Call China. Talk to them.
I love it. All right. So 1950s refrigerator. So in just a couple of decades, that thing is going to be 100 years old. Now, we're not going to be alive to know that, but it'll probably still be working.
I might be working too. You don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know.
I hope so. All right. I thank you very much, Eileen. I appreciate that. I hope you are working in 50 years, not at a job, but, you know, functioning properly as a human being. I like this topic a lot, and it just kind of came up naturally and organically during the show. So I want to know what you have around the house that they used to make like absolute beasts. Like, I just think of refrigerators and the old school telephones. Just dawned on me, I actually have another telephone from that era, like 1950s, in my basement. And that thing is indestructible. It's impossible to break it. It's on the, pardon me, it's on the wall in the basement. Excuse, I'm sorry. I swallowed wrong. And you can hold the sick jokes. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Okay, this is a Led Zeppelin deep cut. Don't know if Out on the Tiles does it. Don't know if McGuire and Coda do it. But anyway, I love the local music scene, in case you don't know that by now. Anyway, hey, how you doing? How you doing? It's Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, look, guys, you know what? I don't even know how we get into some of these topics sometimes. I don't plan. Like, okay, I have a plan. And then every day I deviate from the plan, and sometimes deviation, I'm such a deviant, but sometimes deviation actually works out pretty well. So this whole thing started because I had this memory, this recollection, that in my linen closet outside of my bathroom at home, the master bath, at Stately Bowerly Manor, I have two towels from 1967. They are as good as new from 1967. I have washcloths that I bought a year ago that already have holes in them. I've already thrown them out. And yet the towels made in America in 1967 continue to be perfect and flawless. I mean, they should have made the Shroud of Turin out of them. But I digress. 803-0930. What do you have around the house that you say, wow, I can't believe this thing still works? Just don't say my husband or my wife, because I don't need you sleeping on the couch tonight and the rest of your life. Let's get back to the call, shall we? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I know there's going to be some knob who's going to call to infuriate me by saying, well, yes, Tom, my 1959 Fender Stratocaster still works magnificently, and it's in mint condition. Here's Chapman in... That's right, right now I couldn't play a damn thing anyway. Chapman in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Bowerly.
Mr. Bowerly? Can we not be formal? Can you just call me Tom, please? I appreciate the Mr. Bowerly, but Tom is, you know, it's just as effective.
Buddy Tom, my love.
Oh, thank you. Or Tommy is fine, actually.
Alrighty. Right to the issue at hand. A couple items that were made better back in the day that still survive to this day. It has to have been about almost 20, 30 years ago before my grandfather passed away. We got our hands on his old, it's a BorgWarner refrigerator from back in the, I believe it's the 60s, so with the really big, thick, heavy doors and the chrome, the real nice chrome plate.
Absolutely. And the nice, like the nice nameplate in front of it made out of actual metal and not plastic?
Oh, yeah. You slam this thing and all that. I mean, you can, it's like slamming your, if you get caught by it, it's like slamming your hand in a car door or something. It's nice and heavy. But all it ever needed was a top off of the refrigerant. The main company that made it was BorgWarner, which is a... strangely enough, an Australian company that makes transmissions now, but...
I never heard of them. Dude, I never heard of them, mate.
Yeah, it's a... it's a Custom-Matic. It's a BorgWarner Custom-Matic refrigerator.
Spell it out for me, okay? I'm a little slow.
All right, what, the Custom-Matic?
No, not Custom-Matic, the manufacturer.
Oh, BorgWarner. It's B-O-R-G, and then Warner, like Warner Brothers.
Yep, Roger that. Okay, I need to look that up because I want, like, it sounded like you were saying Ford, but you were actually saying Borg, like cyborg. So that's pretty cool, and it still keeps stuff cold.
It's almost like I have to turn it down to almost the lowest setting in the refrigerator section because I was like going to drink like milk or like my pop would like have ice in it, so I'd actually have to turn it down to the lowest setting and have like stuff I didn't want frozen down at the bottom. It even froze my eggs and all that though. They were hard frozen eggs in there. But that and then the yard machines, the snow blowers I have, my old. Aaron's snowblowers from, 1968 Aaron's. I have another one from a couple Honda machines, a track snowblower, a 1985, and then a 1986 Honda lawnmower that I got from a yard sale. And I've been using that thing for the last 5 years, and the thing runs like a champ. I had a newer one, like, just a few years ago that I still had. And after the first year... I was already having to replace parts left and right on the thing, but these things are tanks, especially the cars. That's where the love is right there. All the older vehicles I have.
Oh, yeah.
New cars that rusted up like in 3 years. These things are 30 years old, and as long as you wash them and keep them undercoated, you're unkillable.
Dude, I see an early 2000s or 1990s Cadillac. I always have to check the reg to see what year it is. By the way, that refrigerator might very well have been made in Ithaca, New York. The company you have referenced went through a lot of different ownership groups, including Fetters. And Fetters had a pretty big operation in Buffalo. And it was also the scene of one of the worst crimes in Buffalo history back during the gangland days, the Fetters holdup, which I don't have time to go into right now. But check it out. It's a fascinating bit of Buffalo's criminal history. Thank you very much, Chapman. I appreciate the call. What do you have around the house that is indestructible? Okay. Like the old telephones and my 1967 beach towels. And I don't even know why I remember that vacation. I was just a little kid, but it obviously made an impact. Here's Phil on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Tom. I have a couple of those old telephones. One's black and one's white, and they're still on their landlines, and they both still work with their rotary dials.
Uh-huh.
But I also...
Oh, wait. Do you have grandkids? Do you have grandkids?
Nope.
Ah. Do you ever have young people in the house who say, what in the world is that, and how does it work?
Well, one is in the basement, so they wouldn't really ever see it that often. But
I would hope not.
The other thing that I wanted to mention is I have a working, and I just checked this, a GAF ViewMaster.
No.
Some different little discs that you can put in there with all different kinds of pictures.
Oh, you cannot be serious. How many people listening? Okay, Tanner, do you know what a ViewMaster was? Do you know what it was? No, he's shaking his head. Before the internet gave us pictures of anything by searching images, there was the ViewMaster. And the ViewMaster was kind of like a whole bunch of little slides on a circular disc, as I recall, that you would put into this thing and you'd slide a button on the side and it would rotate the disc and you could take a tour of Egypt with your ViewMaster. Am I correct, pretty much?
Correct, and even because each picture is slightly different, it had the impression of appearing as three-dimensional when you looked at it.
Yes. I can't believe you. What do those go for on eBay? Have you ever looked that up?
I never looked it up.
speaking of this, now say I got to look this up, ViewMaster, but speaking of that, in my kitchen right now, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, in my kitchen right now, there is a circa 1967 or 68 Batman nightlight, and it still bloody works. It still works. It might even be the original bulb.
Wow.
I kid you not. I mean, I probably lost a lot of respect from people out there. Yes, I have a Batman nightlight in my kitchen. Thank you very much.
It's the kind that does not have any kind of photo cell and no switch or anything, right? You just plug it in and it plugs in.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. I thought it was the coolest thing ever because I used to sleep upstairs and there was a power outlet that you could put the nightlight in. So in the middle of the night, if you had to go downstairs to go to the bathroom or something, you weren't going to fall down the stairs. Somehow I managed to do it on several occasions, which accounts for
it. My parents' house had the upstairs that had lights, but there were no outlets in the wall, so you'd have to run an extension cord on the bottom floor and plug in like the nightlight into that.
Oh, dude, can I tell you how much I hate extension cords? I loathe extension cords. Every time I see an extension cord, I think safety hazard. And I'm
fire hazard, right?
Oh, Phil, I got to tell you something. Do you know when I stopped trimming my own bush? Let me rephrase that. Do you know when I stopped trimming my own hedge outside? The third time I chopped through an extension cord with the hedge trimmer. I said, you know what? I clearly am not doing this right. So I now pay somebody to do it.
You need the old style hedge trimmers that are just like the two things that you clip together with muscle force.
No, because that hedge is as strong as, I don't know, it's probably like the hedges of Normandy, you know? But I haven't seen a bustle in my hedgerow, so I'm not alarmed now. Thank you very much, Phil. I appreciate the call. ViewMaster. Those were cute little toys. We had one of those. I don't know where it is. Probably ended up getting tossed out because, you know what? You can't save everything. Don't even know how we got here, but we're talking about stuff you've got around the house that defies built-in obsolescence because it was made back when people gave a damn. Steve in Hamburg, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Back in the 80s, when I first got married, I bought a stiff old floor lamp. And they were an expensive lamp back then. I've had that lamp since probably 87, 88. used every day that I am in that house for the last 37 years or 35 years, whatever it is, abused by my children and everything else, and still working, and made me call because today I'm tired of looking at that Stifel lamp after 35 years, and I just bought a new one from Stifel today.
Doing with the old one?
Pardon?
What are you doing with the old one?
I'll probably put it outside on the front lawn, and somebody's going to come and grab it because it's brass. You know, I'm just not going to worry about it, but I'm tired of looking at it. I've been looking at it for 35 years. It won't break.
Yeah, but you've been looking at your wife for 35 years. You going to put her on the curb, too?
Actually, we already did that a long time ago.
I'm sorry. Never ask a question to which you do not know the answer. Very well done, Steve. Well played. Spell the name of the lamp, because I'm not up on lamps either.
Stifel is S-T-I-F-F-E-L. They are an American company. They make all of their products in Linden, New Jersey. They're just quality. I mean, it's they're a quality product. They're still a quality product. And there's a lot of good quality American-made products out there. If you look, sometimes you might pay a little bit more.
Yep.
But, you know, if you want a certain quality of something, yeah, you're going to have to pay.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm just looking at some of the exemplars online for whatever, you know, for the decor style it complements. It's a nice-looking lamp.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I mean, mine is more of a traditional brass, but... you know, I mean, if you needed a weapon, you could pick that lamp up and use it as a weapon if necessary.
Well, I'd rather use a baseball bat or a crowbar, but that's, I never thought, excuse me while I hit you with my lamp. Just doesn't sound manly.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then I'm going to swing from the chandelier. Okay, let's go to, oh my goodness, let's go to decisions. Kristen in Tonawanda. Kristen, I have roughly 1 minute for you to explain what you have around the house that these days it would have broken in a month, but you've had it for years.
I have an old metal pedal car.
How old?
It's got to be in the 40s.
Good condition?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
That is so awesome. You know, I had a call once from a guy who, his family member or friend owned a Cadillac dealership, and to select customers, they gave away these pedal Cadillacs, and it sounded super cool, like I want one now. Okay, you've got the pedal car from the 1940s, and what else?
A couple years ago, we just got rid of an old hot point refrigerator. You know, where the freezer, you can only put one ice cube tray in.
Yeah, I know those. So why'd you get rid of it?
You know, it was an electric clog and started leaking. But that thing, we've been married 34 years, and we had it when we got married.
Wow.
So, and we got it from somebody. I can't even remember who.
Wow. How cool. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Lot of refrigerators out there from the days of yore. I wonder if they're ever... See, I believe in when you buy something, you buy quality. I always think quality is its own best value. I want to thank you all for the calls today, all day long. Much appreciated. You guys make this easy sometime. And beautiful weather day. We've got a mess of traffic. Alan Harris will have an update. Thanks to Tanner Saunders, as always, with his perfection on the radio. Corning's loss is Western New York's gain. Didn't mean to insult you there by putting you in Tompkins County.